Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
C.S. Lewis, the author of Mere Christianity and a host of other significant books, said, "Integrity means doing the right thing, even if no one is watching you." Before him, by almost 400 years, the English playwright William Shakespeare once said, "To thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man." Integrity is based on your value system and should never be based upon what you gain by dishonesty. Yet, in our world today, we are much like the Sawis of New Guinea when missionary and anthropologist Don Richardson went into the tribe to introduce them to Christianity. In telling the story of Judas's betrayal of Jesus Christ, he realized they were cheering for Judas, not Jesus Christ. And then he realized that treachery was valued, not honesty. Is it really that much different in the entire world today? We live in a world where the end seems to justify the means. Salespeople overpromise and underdeliver, all in the name of making their quotas for the month. Corporate accountants falsify their books to make sales look significantly better than they really were. Everybody does it, they rationalize. Applicants for a position with a company will exaggerate their accomplishments because they need a job and feel that they will never be found out. What are the components of integrity? Component number one, absolute honesty. And it is right here that you sink or swim. The antithesis of honesty, dishonesty, is really fraud. The inspector signs off on an inspection of an airplane because he is either too lazy or runs out of time to properly assess the amount of fuel that's available for the flight. On December 26, 2016, a plane crashed carrying a Brazilian football team because the plane exhausted its fuel before it could land, according to Colombian aviation authorities. Of course, no one stepped forward and said, "I'm responsible." Component number two, reliability. When a police officer finds himself in a situation where his life is jeopardized, he or she wants to know that his back is covered, that the officer who has been summoned to back him up is going to be there, not in a coffee shop somewhere. Reliability goes far beyond life or death situations. It's an integral part of your character. Component number three, loyalty. One of the most moving true stories ever told involved a devout Seventh-day Adventist in World War II, a conscientious objector by the name of Desmond Doss. Doss enlisted as a medic and refused to carry a rifle or take a life. Taking Hacksaw Ridge in Okinawa was absolutely necessary for the Allied forces to win. Doss, under fire constantly, refused to think of himself, but scaled the ridge and saved the lives of at least 75 wounded men, taking bullets himself. Doss refused to leave until there were no more wounded comrades to rescue. Component four, the willingness to pay the price of being different. It is right here that most of us step to the sideline. Being different often makes a person the object of scorn and simply makes others uncomfortable. There is often a price to pay for having integrity. Nevertheless, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the time is always right to do what is right.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.